saw them with the Holy Spirit. Sermon 13, sounds like the Trinity is based on the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. Jesus said, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." That's what the text is. The context of this parable is essential. As it is with all of Holy Scripture. Mainly because all of the Western world knows and loves this parable. Why? Because within it, most simply believe it's an admonition to do good works, to be nice to people. Shouldn't you all be reminded that everyone is your neighbor, and that you are to love all of them? Thus, the context is important. Our Lord turns to the disciples and says to them privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, to hear what you hear and did not hear it." Notice who's saying the words. And notice who he is saying that they're seeing and hearing. Then a looker stands up to test him. "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Well, borrowing a question from a best friend of mine. "What must I do to inherit the throne of England? How do I work in a lot of soup kitchens? What if I recycle religiously? What if I'm a really good citizen? Then can I be royalty? What must I do to inherit the throne of England?" Nothing. You can't do something to inherit something. Why else is it called an inheritance? Nonetheless, our Lord turns the question back to the lawyer. "Well, what is written in the law?" And the lawyer gives the right answer. He summarizes the law perfectly, exactly the way our Lord summarizes it elsewhere. Love God perfectly. And love your neighbor as Happy thoughts about kittens and butterflies. to live by grace. Thank you.